in just a moment, X-1. But first, some of the funniest situations you've ever witnessed occur every Wednesday night when the devilish imagination of MC Jack Bailey sets to work on NBC's Truth or Consequences. You won't believe it until you hear it, so listen in tomorrow. Then another laugh session is in store later on with the wise and witty Groucho Marx as he and contestants play You Bet Your Life. While for the melodic note in your Wednesday evening schedule, it's music and fun on Airtime with Giselle McKenzie. And now, stay tuned for X-1 on NBC.
Countdown for blast-off. X-5, 4, 3, 2, X-1, fire. From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Galaxy Science Fiction Magazine, presents
X-1.
Tonight, Hallucination Orbit by J.T. McIntosh.
Mr. Chaka.
Sir?
Stand by to release pickup rocket.
Yes, sir.
We'll break orbit in 8 hours, have damage control pull the rods on the number 3 pile. Check leakage.
Yes, sir.
Try and have the locks cleared of all unessential personnel when that pickup rocket comes back. There's no point in making trouble.
I understand, sir. Pickup rocket away, sir.
Very well. Take over, Mr. Chaka. I will be in my quarters if I'm wanted. Well, now then, Mr. Danbury, make yourself comfortable.
Why, thank you, Captain.
You care for a drink? Scotch in that bowl, bourbon in the other.
No, thank you. I can't get quite used to squirting liquor from a rubber bowl as if I were oiling a bearing.
Well, you'd have a devil of a time pouring from a bottle in free fall. Well, how are you enjoying your trip?
It's very interesting. It was very nice of you to give me a lift. You know, it would have been 8 months before another ship came along.
Oh, a lot more than that, with the main Pluto beam station out. Probably 8 years.
Really? That long? I thought the whole run to Pluto was under 18 months.
Yes, it is when the beam is running. You see, Mr. Danbury, we left Earth 27 days after the beam broadcast from Pluto station broke. We've been spaceborne close to 6 years.
I suppose that's why you're on orbit around this planet, picking up supplies or something, eh?
Oh. This is a standard pickup for the space beam service. We sent a rocket down to take off a man who's been the only inhabitant of this planet for a little over 2 years.
Well, I expect he'll be glad to see you.
Well, there's no telling.
I know I would.
After 2 years of duty, Mr. Danbury, you might not know anything.
Oh, psychiatric troubles?
Solitosis. It's from the Latin, solus, alone.
Is that much of a problem?
Only in space. Here, look. Ah, look through that port.
Seems empty.
It is. It's empty of horizon, sky, sunlight, ground. It's empty of time. It's empty of people. You can't live in it too long without something happening.
I see. But surely people have been alone before spaceflight.
Oh, yes, but they have been on the same world with other people. And that seems to make a difference. You take a hermit on Earth, he may spend his life trying to escape civilization. Put him on a deserted world, he turns psychotic.
Is there a cure?
Oh, sure. Put him back with people.